Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Afternoon, Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Lots going on for you here. Let's go ahead and get started with some of the top headlines. So one of the big ones, Glenn Youngkin, in Virginia governor, has made a decision. He will not run for 2024's presidential election. Well, in truth, he said he has decided to not run for the White House this year. Okay, so maybe some other time down the road. He was one of the ones that was rumored to run. We're still waiting basically to hear from Governor DeSantis and Mike Pence. Those are two of the really the bigger ones that I know of names that have been considering a run for president that have not yet thrown their name in the hat. There was still some buzz that Ted Cruz might try to run, but recently he's basically made it sound that he won't do so. Same with Marco Rubio. So it looks like we might get a couple more people throw their name in the hat, but the ones that I think everybody's looking for is Mike Pence, the former vice president, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So we continue on here. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. The news came out yesterday. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, says the United States could default on its debt by June 1st. We got less than a month now for them to raise the debt ceiling, or we will default on many of our debts. When it comes to Ukraine war, a little update here. Vladimir Putin, according to U.S. intelligence, Vladimir Putin has lost 100,000 soldiers in the 5 months of them trying to overtake Bakhmut. 5 months. They've lost 100,000 soldiers, about 20,000 a month on average. Kind of crazy right there. And also, apparently, Vladimir's nuclear bombers, they didn't have nukes on them, but they had missiles. Three Russian missiles failed to launch. They just fell into the sea. So they basically, they're flying over, they drop the missile. The missile's supposed to fire up and just shoot out. And they never fired, and they just fell straight into the sea. Three of them. So a little bit more humiliation and embarrassment for Vlad over there in Russia. Then over at the Hunter Biden case, Hunter Biden's hearing, there's more questions about his finances, art sales, and things like that in a paternity case there. And when it comes to the Trump one, we mentioned this yesterday, they were trying to go for a mistrial. Later in the day, the judge denied the mistrial. So they continue going on with that battery case against Trump. Then in other stories here, there was the Sudan evacuations. Remember yesterday we were talking about how the United States is trying very hard to evacuate all Americans. The evacuations of Americans is nearly complete. But 800,000 people, almost a million people, could be forced to flee the Sudan after the conflicts that are going on over there. Oh, boy. And so keep an eye on that whole ordeal. Then what was the other one here? Oh, yeah. One of the stories we covered yesterday was about the deadly dust storm. So that's making even more headlines, as now it looks like more than 72 vehicles were involved with that pileup. And then also 1,500 active duty troops are planned for border patrol to be down on the border. So this is as Title 42 is expiring next week. We've mentioned this before that the president even signed an executive order that will allow them to go ahead and get call up reservists in order to help with the border situation when Title 42 ends. So I'll have to see how all that goes. And then I got an update for you on that manhunt in Texas. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have a bad accident on Davis Highway. This is going to be in the northbound direction. Scene of the accident's right off of Florida, the Florida West Hospital. So just keep that in mind. Northbound on Davis Highway, extremely slow moving traffic in both directions. On Davis, that's backing up all the way to Langley if you're heading northbound, and slow moving traffic off of Davis on the I-110 exit, as well as Langley and East Olive Road. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
So update on the situation over in Texas, the manhunt. The police have reported several sightings, but no arrest. More than 200 cops have been involved in the search for this individual. The last I checked, it was about $80,000 reward for just information on where he might be. So yeah, there's that as well. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, top trending news. Oh, we do got a text here. Random question: is the IHOP on Davis still open? Every time I pass by, the parking lot is empty or almost empty. Yeah, I mean, unless something changed in the last week or so, it's open. It's just every time I go there, I actually go there a lot because it's right here by the radio station. And every time I go there, it's pretty empty. I'm able to get a seat pretty quickly, and I've been kind of surprised about why, because it's really clean. It's IHOP. So, but yeah, last I checked, it was still open.
And we don't really have that many IHOPs anywhere else in town.
No, they've actually closed, like over in Perdido area. That one down there closed years ago. Mm-hmm. So I was excited when this one opened up. And you know what's weird to me, though? When I was driving around yesterday with a friend, I saw the old Twin Peaks. You know, the Twin Peaks closed. It's been vacant forever. It's a Wells Fargo now. Hello. A Wells Fargo in the old Twin Peaks. Do they have different dress standards for the Wells Fargo people in there? I'm just wondering. Are they just? Do you go in there and you get food? Or do they still have the bar intact? Like, come in here, deposit your money, go get a drink. I just thought it was weird. Like, I've been waiting for something to fill that space. It's right there by the mall, behind the mall. And didn't they close during COVID? I think it was during COVID that they closed, maybe a little bit before that, but it was right around that time. And so I've been waiting for a restaurant to fill that space. And well, it's not a restaurant, Wells Fargo. Like, oh, okay, was not expecting that one. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news. Text here. This is a new IHOP being built on Pine Forest, just south of 10. So, because Gracie was just saying, you know, we don't have that many IHOPs. There's one over on 9 Mile that I know of, and then over by the Lowe's, and then there's this new one on Davis that came like a year ago, and I guess now another one. I think that's it, like for the Pensacola area. Is there one in like Gulf Breeze? There's not one in Gulf Breeze, Navarre area even. I don't think so. Yeah, if there is, let me know. I just interested in knowing. Bands on the Beach tonight, 7 o'clock over the Gulfside Pavilion. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've got Jesse Ritter taking the stage tonight. So be sure to check that out at 7 o'clock. And coming up here in about 10 minutes, there's a I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of texts about the higher fees. If you have like higher mortgage fees, if you have good credit. And so we'll talk about what that's all about coming up here in about 6 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, I believe there's one in Pace. I don't know if you said that. IHOP. Oh, we're talking about IHOP. Okay. Maybe no, two. I'm not sure, but I don't live there. I go to church there, but, you know, I haven't been at IHOP out there. Anyway, 1,500 U.S. troops will take up support duties at the southern border as soon as May 10th, as the White House is ordering the deployment to help the Border Patrol deal with the expected surge of migrants as Title 42 expires next week. The White House refusing to answer why the President and First Lady haven't acknowledged the existence of their granddaughter. A paternity case involving Hunter Biden was reopened when President Biden's son tried to reduce his child support payments. Hunter Biden was forced to take a paternity test in 2019, and according to the four-year-old's mom, no one from the president's family has ever seen or talked to the girl. A Michigan school district is banning all backpacks, even clear plastic ones, over concerns of firearms and threats. That in Flint, where the school board adopted the ban at its meeting on Tuesday and will remain in effect until the end of the year. And former Alabama and Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs III will spend up to at least 3 to 10 years in prison. This after reaching a plea agreement in the case of the deadly 2021 crash in which Ruggs was speeding up to 156 miles per hour when he crashed into another car.
Oh, man. I know when that came out, there was a lot of criticism, talks about, you know, what's going on there. And, man, yeah, that was a terrible tragedy, that individual. Didn't he have a passenger that passed away, too?
I don't think he had a passenger. It was just the fatalities were in the other car.
That was just in the other car. Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, kind of a crazy one right there overall. Just a tough story. But, I mean, most cars have governors that you can't go 156 miles an hour. So it's kind of surprising in and of itself right there. But I saw this with Matt Gaetz. You were bringing this up before.
Yes.
The lady who threw the... She threw a drink at him, Tallahassee lady.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the lady that ran against him?
No.
Do you have her name?
Yes. The woman who was charged, her name is Selena Chambers. Rebecca Jones was the lady who ran against him.
It was a previous election she ran against him. There's a lady that did run against him in a previous election, and she ended up throwing something. So is this a separate thing, or is this when he was in Pensacola?
No. So this he did get a drink thrown at him in Pensacola, but no, this happened Saturday, because he was in the area for he was doing a couple of presentations. I think there was like the art contest, and then there was I think something to do with the military academy, because those had gotten previously scheduled and then rescheduled. So he was in the area. He was over in Walton County. So yeah, this was Saturday.
So, okay. So he is, he's just a drink magnet. Was going to come down to it.
I guess so.
Just draws the drinks. All right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. We have extremely slow moving traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be in the northbound direction. The accident is right near the West Florida Hospital, and we're seeing slowdowns in both directions. As you're heading northbound, expect some slowdowns right near Langley Avenue, as well as getting onto Davis Highway. If you're getting off of I-110 and I-10, you're going to see slow moving traffic all throughout the ramp getting off onto Davis. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we're going to talk about this new rule that is being proposed by the Biden administration. It's expected to go into effect as of now, which would be if you have good credit, you're actually going to have higher fees on your mortgage. We'll talk about that next. Around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. So what started off as a bill that was going to pass in California has turned into a national thing, where now a new federal rule from the Federal Housing Finance Agency is going to increase loan level price adjustment fees for mortgage borrowers with higher credit scores. Those with lower credit scores will have lower fees. So this is the fee at your actual closing. Their idea is they're trying to discourage people with good credit from buying a house so that there's more houses available for people with bad credit. Even if the people with bad credit don't have down payment, which is still a problem. On News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we do have your sports hit. And I also want to get into President Biden under a little bit of hot water from stuff that he said a little bit earlier at a Muslim holiday. Like, it was actually supposed to be celebrating some sort of thing, and apparently he offended one of the attendants there. And getting a little bit of hot water over that. I'll tell you what he said coming up here after our sports hit. Top three stories here for you, starting off with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has made a 2024 White House announcement. He won't run. He said he's not going to run for the White House this year. Okay. Then we've got here police have reported several possible sightings of the shooting suspect in Texas, in Cleveland, Texas, but still no arrest. They're still offering quite a bit of money for any information about where his whereabouts. 1,500 active duty troops are planned for the border to move down to the border as Title 42 is set to retire. So 1,500 active duty troops. And of course, we know last week, President Biden signed an executive order approving the use of reservists being called to help with the border as well. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, we got the NBA on TNT tonight, and you've got it'll be at 6:30. The Miami Heat taking on the Knicks. The Heat lead the series 1-0. And then at 9 o'clock on TNT, we get started with the LeBron versus Curry series, as the Lakers and Warriors are going to be at 9 o'clock on TNT. Then when it comes to NHL hockey playoffs, the second round starts tonight. The Maple Leafs host the Florida Panthers. Dallas Stars host the Seattle Kraken. When it comes to Major League Baseball, we've got the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Marlins again. I know they just had a series last week where, frankly, the Marlins did really good against the Braves. The Marlins are now 16-13. The Braves are 19-10. Tampa Bay is going to be playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tampa Bay is 23-6. As far as televised games go, Toronto Blue Jays will be playing the Boston Red Sox at 6:10 on TBS. And then on ESPN Plus, the Phillies will be playing the Dodgers at 9:10. Oh, by the way, the hockey tonight is going to be on ESPN. I forgot to say that. So beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Then in sports news, there's Henry Ruggs has pled guilty in a fatal DUI crash that it has a May 10th hearing. He'll plead to a misdemeanor vehicle manslaughter. He'll serve between 3 to 10 years in Nevada State Prison. Wow. And then ESPN has issued an apology over a clip of the World Trade Center and the New York City beauty shot during the Knicks Heat game. It was old footage that they ran some B-roll, and the B-roll was old and showed the World Trade Center in there. It was on ABC, I believe, is where it aired. And so they've issued that apology. the Green Bay Packers and quarterback Jordan Love, now that they don't have Aaron Rodgers, they got the quarterback. They've agreed to 1 year, $22.5 million contract. So that's not really throwing a lot of confidence that he's your quarterback of the future, but he's got a year to prove it. And then a college football playoff schedule was unveiled for the 12-team field in 2024 and 2025. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right near West Florida Hospital as well as Ferry Pass Elementary School, and we have slowdowns in both directions. As you are heading northbound, expect slow-moving traffic right near the PetSmart, so right after you pass Langley Avenue. That's going to continue all the way throughout the accident, as well as East Olive Road. You're going to see slow-moving traffic as you head in the westbound direction, and slowdowns on I-10 and I-110 getting off onto Davis Highway. The ramp is backing up. We also have slowdowns at Mobile Highway in Fairfield due to a bad accident. Slow-moving traffic in the northbound direction. Again, that's going to be Fairfield and Mobile Highway backing up past New Warrington Spur. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So President Biden in a little bit of hot water once again. So there was this White House event celebrating the Islamic holiday, Eid al-Fitr. I'm probably mispronounced that, but whatever. It's an Islamic holiday. They were trying to celebrate it. President Biden was interrupted by an audience member at one point, but let that go. Let it go. And then apparently he was addressing Judge Qureshi, but was interrupted again. When he's interrupted the second time, he went ahead and asked if the individual wanted to make the speech. And then he derisively mimicked a Southern accent and said, "Hush up, boy," as my mother would say. And so the headline is, Biden in hot water, president tells Muslim man to hush up, boy, during White House event. And so that's starting to spread around, especially because he has a history of being accused of racism in the past. And so using the term boy, first of all, and using a Southern accent and doing it, it was like, what are you doing? The thing is like, I've always said from the time that Biden was running for office, I have no idea how this guy gets support. Like, it shows you how much the mainstream media really just stuck their head in the sand over this guy. I mean, if he got the same kind of scrutiny that people like George W. Bush got, that Trump got, that now DeSantis is getting, if he had the same kind of scrutiny, there's no way he would ever become president. How in the world was he even vice president? The only way he was vice president is because Obama was willing to stick his neck out there. Because after all, you got to remember when Obama won his U.S. Senate race, it was a surprise. Nobody expected it. And remember Biden's comments about when he found out that Obama won. He said, "Wow, this is like ideal, man. We got an articulate black man." It was like, are you kidding me? How did this guy ever get reelected to anything ever again? If he had the same kind of scrutiny that Republicans have against them from the mainstream media, there's no way this guy would ever. He's got a massive history of racist comments over and over. This is not a surprise, this kind of behavior from him. But it'll get pushed under the rug pretty quick. Don't worry. He'll be fine. Then let's see here. I want to hit this story pertaining to Senator Rick Scott. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So CNN had an article that there's 10 likely Senate seats that could flip in 2024. They go on and explain that, first of all, the Republicans need to either gain one or two seats in order to flip the chamber, depending on which party wins the White House. And Democrats hold 7 of the 10 seats that CNN says they think it could flip. So I was going through this list. of what they expect and why. One of them is West Virginia, Democrat, Joe Manchin. And they say the reason why they think that could flip is, one, because actually Republicans have been actually winning more and more races in Virginia. Like, Republicans have been doing a good job in Virginia. They beat the Democrat governor recently, things like that. But plus, Joe Manchin has turned off a lot of Democrats. Like, they're not as interested in him anymore. And so that could flip. Montana, there's a Democrat there, John Tester. Ohio, Democrat Sherrod Brown. Kind of same thing there. Republicans have been doing better and better in Ohio. And so that's why they feel like he's at risk. Arizona, independent Kristen Sinema. Well, this is an obvious one. She was a Democrat who switched to independent. So that's going to leave her wide open to having that seat flip to probably Democrat. It could go Republican as well, though. But either way, it's not going to be independent. Nevada, Democrat Jackie Rosen. I didn't actually read about that one. Wisconsin, Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Michigan, Democrat Debbie Stabenow. It's because she's retiring, so that opens that seat up. Pennsylvania, Democrat Bob Casey. And then Texas, Republican Ted Cruz. That's right. They point out that Beto O'Rourke ran against him last time and only lost by 3 points. And they think more Democrats have moved to the state of Texas and since that last election, since 6 years ago. And so that might give them the edge to be able to get Ted Cruz out. That's kind of a surprise right there. And then here's another one that's kind of a surprise. Republican Rick Scott. They go on and explain how he's had a history of close elections in the past. And he's got a, and he basically tried to go up against the Mitch McConnell and lost. And that he's been trying to carve out Medicare and Social Security and revise Medicare and Social Security. And they're saying that Democrats should be able to do a good job going against him on those issues. But here's the thing I remember they were saying that they thought Marco Rubio's seat was a toss-up seat this last election. And he ended up blowing it away. It was like no problem at all. That's kind of what I feel like this Rick Scott thing. I don't think it's a seat that's going to be flippable as easy as what they think it is. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. You're right. I forgot about this. Thank you for that. Bobby, if I remember right, Biden also referred to Obama as clean, meaning well-dressed. Yeah, that's right. He did. He said a clean, articulate black man. This is ideal. Yeah. And somehow he's still in office, man. If Trump said that, or DeSantis, or George W. Bush, or any of these other, Ted Cruz, that's it. They would never win another election. Yet here's Biden. He somehow became president. So it's like not a shock that he's at some Muslim event and tells a guy to hush up, boy, in a Southern accent. Ugh. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here to the beginning of next hour, after our WEAR news break, taking a little bit of a different change here. We're just gonna bombard you with news. You're just gonna get flooded with news. So stick around for that next hour right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have extremely slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be in the northbound direction due to an accident involving multiple vehicles right near Ferry Pass Elementary School in West Florida Hospital. So that's going to be in the northbound direction, backing up to Langley Avenue, also slowing things down on I-10 and I-110. If you're getting off onto Davis Highway, expect to sit at the ramp for just a little bit. Also, we have slow-moving traffic on Scenic Highway at East Olive Road as well. We also have an accident at Fairfield on Mobile Highway. This is backing up past New Warrington Road, so expect some slowdowns in both directions on Mobile right near Fairfield Drive. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford of the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is accusing Texas Governor Greg Abbott of busing migrants to cities with black mayors. Adams says he can't ignore the fact that Governor Abbott sent migrants only to cities with black mayors. Four major late-night talk shows are pausing production due to the Hollywood writer's strike. The Writers Guild of America announced the strike after the union and studios failed to agree on a new three-year contract, and as a result, Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Seth Meyers have all gone dark. And the James Webb Space Telescope has detected water vapor in a star system 26 light years away. According to CNN, astronomers are now trying to figure out if it could mean that it's the first known existence of an atmosphere around an exoplanet.
Very interesting. We were speculating yesterday whether the strike would affect any shows or movies, and well, there's the answer. I guess so. So kind of interesting to see how long this one goes on. The last one ended up lasting months, so it could hold up production from a lot of these things. So be interested to see what happens with that. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Lifehacker.com has four practical things you can have ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence, handle for you. And here's some of the things it says. One, anything involving math. Need to figure out a percentage, convert a time zone to London time, or even or anything like that. Anything math related, you can ask ChatGPT. It'll give you the answer. Explain complex topics using simple metaphors. This one's funny. Want to understand blockchain or any other kind of complex topic? Ask ChatGPT to explain like I'm five. Explain it to me like I'm five. What is blockchain? Or whatever might be, right? Another one, write emails for you. It can write emails or at least the first drafts for you. Actually, I've been doing that. I've been using these artificial intelligences. I'm on the meta, what do you call it? Not meta, beta version of Bard, which is from Google. It's their version. And I've been having it start my stuff, like do rough drafts for me, and then I'll finish them. And also it can summarize long documents for you. So those are four practical things you can have ChatGPT do for you. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, New York City is having such a big problem with car theft. They've had nearly 4,500 car thefts this year already. So they're going to hand out free Apple AirTag trackers to everybody. Now, the reason why I have this as sign of the apocalypse, one is because it's funny. And then two, because anybody who is getting tracked by an AirTag can disable it. It's just, it's, oh.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9.